The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Another episode of Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, joined, of course, by Jenna Tobel, our financial expert from First Alliance Credit Union. Jenna, welcome.
Hello.
Last week, we started looking into easy ways, hacks, to use the phrase, to gain control over our money. So what are we going to explore this week for Good Money Moves?
Yeah, today we are talking about the reasons people overspend. And I have some helpful, maybe even easy solutions to help you kind of gain back control over your spending if you are a habitual overspender or even just a sometimes overspender.
Okay. Okay, I'm guilty of that one.
I think we all are. I think, you know, when you, there's nothing wrong with enjoying a few luxuries in life. Like, I'm not trying to make anybody feel like, oh, I should never like buy anything nice. But when you regularly prioritize what I would consider non-essential items, what you're doing is kind of stripping yourself of the opportunity to use your money that you've worked really hard for to meet your financial goals and have truly a healthy financial safety net. And what I mean by like non-essentials, like common things that create overspending, are going to restaurants, takeout, food delivery, especially if you're having it delivered through something like Uber, like the amount of fees they tack onto that is insane. And the tips, that leads to really overspending really quickly because you don't realize how quickly that's adding up. Having too many subscription services, it can be really easy to forget how many you have and how much each of those individual services is pulling out of your account, and that can lead to overspending. And of course, if you just have a hobby of going shopping, like that is what you do in your free time, that's definitely going to lead to overspending. So
I know some people who do it as a stress reliever.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them, because shopping to me is stressful.
That does not shock me, Andy. And it's, again, it's okay to do these things from time to time, so long as it fits within your budget. But the problem becomes when you're repeatedly splurging and it's causing you to come up short on bills or fall behind, or you're incurring additional fees and charges because you're making late payments, or because, you know, you're just overdrawing your account and without realizing on a regular basis. But it also actually really shortchanges yourself. More importantly, for example, 38% of people claim they can't afford to fund a retirement plan.
Yeah, that's a scary statistic.
I mean, that's huge. 60% of adults don't have enough money in savings to cover a $1,000 expense.
That's even scarier.
It is. And so, while money, inflation feels big right now, right? We all feel a little bit stretched thin, but you still have to prioritize savings for yourself and really avoid overspending. It really is a big problem for a lot of people. So in this episode, we are going to dig into a little bit more around the why this happens, and then provide a few tips to help overcome some of the mental roadblocks that are happening that lead to overspending, so that you can get into better money habits.
All right. I know I could use this. I'm guilty of it. You know, I try to have discipline, but once in a while, that little voice in your ear goes, oh, go ahead, buy it.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Or, you know, I'm too busy to make dinner. Let's just grab something.
Yep.
Okay. So splurging is what we're talking about. Where do we start to get it under control?
Yeah, well, I think the most logical place to start is with the main challenge, and that is the challenge of instant gratification is a huge component of overspending. As humans, we are wired to look at what is directly in front of us and then worry about later. When this comes to money, this is known as delayed reward discounting, also known as instant gratification. So it's the preference for smaller, more immediate rewards as opposed to larger but delayed rewards. Candy bar today, emergency fund later. What am I gonna pick? Right? It's the age old challenge we all have.
Live for today.
Yeah. And it's why we so easily fall into the temptation of a quick splurge, right? The future feels so distant. Oh, I'll worry about that later, right? That morning coffee today is more tangible than that vacation next year, or buying a home in 5 years, or retiring in 30 years.
Yeah, that's the one that, you know, you think it's about retirement decades down the road, but, you know, the best thing you can do is start the retirement decades early.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So how do you overcome this? How do you overcome this flaw in our human brains? It's difficult, but there are ways to do it. So I think the best option to overcome this instant gratification trap is really to improve your impulse control. And I do have a few tips on how to do that. One, create a budget and build fun money into it. Basically, plan your splurges when you know you still have, that way you kind of know you still have money for the bills, and you don't have to have this like fear of missing out when something immediate or fun comes up, or, you know, you walk past that shirt that you see, yep, in the store, and you're just like, that's the shirt I've been wanting my whole life. I need to buy it now, right?
I actually have a category in my budget that says fun and entertainment.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is where, you know, you don't have to like limit your life luxuries. You just have to plan for them a little better. And then this one I really like, and I use this one for myself a lot, and it works wonderful. Use the 24-hour rule. Make yourself wait one day before making an unplanned purchase, because this forces you to stop and consider how much you really want that item and if you can actually afford it. This is super helpful for shopping on online apps like, yep, Temu or Amazon, or yeah, whatever the latest and greatest, you know, cheap app is. It is so easy to get sucked into, oh, it's only $5. Oh, that's really cool. It only costs $10. Like, put it in the cart, buy it. If you just put it in your cart, sure, but don't buy it immediately. Wait a day or two, come back to it and look at it again and go, is this really that cool? It gives you time to just kind of assess the situation a little bit better.
You know, on Amazon now, they bug you. Hey, by the way, we found this great deal for you. Do you want me to put it in your cart?
Exactly.
No, please.
They know what they're doing.
And the other aspect of this, you know, you're talking about small ticket items, which can add up very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But even the big ticket items, you know, sometimes I have in the back of my mind, oh, down the road, this is something I want to buy. And then something will be presented to me as, oh, this is a really good deal for something I really wasn't planning to buy for another 6 months or a year. But this, exactly, is too good of a deal to pass up. And your 24-hour rule works really good for that, because you can, if you sit and stew on it for 24 hours and, yeah, maybe even do a little bit of research during that 24 hours, you're going to find out that deal wasn't all that sexy of a deal after all.
100%. Yeah. I mean, use that rule for all kinds of things, and you will be surprised how much money you save yourself by just being like, 24-hour rule.
Okay. How to stop overspending. Obviously a good money move. We'll talk about it some more after a break. Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union with us this week, of course. And we'll return in a moment on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It is Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union. We are talking about ways to control overspending, get our urges under control. And during the break, you and I are both talking how much we love the 24-hour rule and how much it's benefited us. But I guess maybe since we're talking about mental obstacles here, what are some of the other ones that we have to overcome when it comes to spending too much of our hard-earned money?
Yeah, I think a huge mental roadblock that people face when it comes to overspending is that credit, and when I say credit, I'm talking specifically credit cards, the money that's attached to that isn't tangible.
Yeah.
People spend more. This is true. They've studied this. People spend more with a credit card than when they're paying with cash. These studies show that people are willing to pay anywhere up to 83% to 200% more for an item when they use credit card versus using cash.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's a huge difference. And this is the result of a mental process called decoupling. And this means that you are mentally separating the purchase from the payment itself by separating the two, and then that delaying that payment to a later point in time. It removes that emotional distress that you experience when you have to spend money with cash, when you physically have to have something leave your hand in order to obtain an object. That feels very different than a quick swipe of a card. So essentially what you're doing in this process is you remove the pain of paying for the item and then only focus on the benefit that the item brings you.
So until you get the bill.
Until you get the bill. And even then, I still don't think that you have the same level of, it's this like slight, ever so slight emotional tinge where you go, oh, that $100 gone.
Yeah, no, you're right. Even if you go out to dinner and you pay cash, when you pull the, you know, $80 out of your wallet,
mm-hmm.
you go, whoa.
Yeah, it feels different. It does. Luckily, I have a few tips on how to overcome this. If this is kind of your bad habit when it comes to overspending, is because you're swiping that card all over the place and not really thinking about it until after the fact. So there's a couple kind of habit changes you can consider to help kind of learn different spending habits. One, start using cash more often, so that you have to start having that real grasp of how much you're spending. And I know that this can be really hard in the kind of the digital world that we live in. So the alternative to that would be to stop using a credit card and start using a debit card. Because instead of seeing a like this cumulative credit card bill that you can choose to pay only part of every month if you really want to, it's not recommended. But you can make the minimum payment and it's not going to cost you the $100 that you spend. Instead, it'll be the $25, right? There's still that kind of difference in how you manage that versus
in your brain. It still costs you the $100. Yeah.
Yeah. And so by using cash or using your debit card, you're going to actually see that money leaving your hand or leaving your account in real time, which is a big difference when it comes to managing your spending. So another thing that can be really helpful if credit cards are your downfall to overspending is take a good long look at just how much extra you're paying in interest for your splurges on your credit card. It will shock you.
Yes.
And then keep that number in the back of your mind the next time you think about swiping that card. Ask yourself, is this item worth the extra 20% in interest I'm going to pay for it? So that can be really powerful too. And then if you really need to, just stop taking your credit card with you when you're doing your everyday shopping. It really removes the option to splurge altogether if you don't have it with you. And then, of course, if you have multiple credit cards, minimizing the number of cards you have and commit to only using them for emergencies or pre-planned expenses. That way you know exactly what you're going to be paying ahead of time can really start to help kind of curb that overspending from credit card use.
You know, this is another good example of where your My Money app would work well, especially with the debit card or even mm-hmm. with a credit card, because if you almost immediately monitor what you're doing.
Yeah,
and look at the numbers and get that sort of feedback, even when you're using, you know, cards instead of cash.
Yeah.
It can 100%. At least give you that, what, negative reinforcement that this is, you're being naughty. Stop it.
Exactly.
Like I've told you, the old days, we used to have the paper ledger in our checkbook, because you're writing checks is somewhat similar to the cash, you know, the credit card versus cash equivalent, because if you didn't write down what you're doing and keeping track of what was in your account, it was not really happening.
Right.
But if you immediately wrote it down in the ledger and did the subtraction and realized I have that much left in my account and I'm 2 weeks away from payday, it certainly helped stop you from making unnecessary purchases.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Believe it or not, I am old enough to remember having to keep record on in a check register. So,
hey, if I tell that story to my kids, they give me that look like, okay, old man. Back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, this is how we used to do things. I'm glad to hear it wasn't that long ago. Thanks. All right. We're talking about how to stop overspending. Some great tips from Jenna Topple with First Alliance Credit Union. And we'll continue with more good money moves in a moment on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Good Money Moves. Jenna Tobble with First Alliance Credit Union. And we're talking about controlling your overspending, making good habits, and I guess fighting that primordial urge of instant gratification.
Yeah.
And part of this topic goes back to a few weeks back when we were talking about allowances for kids.
Yeah.
And stuff. That, and you mentioned that with the youngsters, you know, eventually exposing them to the, you know, digital money, the credit card or the debit card business is going to be helpful. But initially starting them out with cash for the very same reasons that you mentioned before.
Yeah.
That instant feedback of the, you know, you have limited resources and you just got rid of some of it.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah. Learning that skill as a child can certainly help you as an adult overcome a lot of these roadblocks and things that we're talking about today, for sure.
And you also mentioned, and this seems to be accelerating all the time, it's getting harder and harder to use cash.
It is.
There are some places that won't take it. And plus, you're making so many purchases online where buying with cash is impossible.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, all the ads, all the mailings and everything else you get from the credit card companies that, you know, it makes it pretty dang enticing to use their cards.
The deck is stacked against you in many ways, it feels like.
So, well, what other barriers are out there that can lead us to spend more than we should be spending?
I'm sure you've heard of the term keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. This is a challenge because we are hardwired to want to be accepted by our quote unquote tribe. And we are also hardwired to compete with those who are not in our tribe. And this is why social pressures strongly influence our spending decisions. And it is not typically to our benefit. We tend to naturally gravitate towards the people who have the same interests as you, and that includes spending behaviors.
Yeah.
Not completely, but generally. Two-thirds of consumers admit, and I think this is actually 100%, the others were just lying to themselves, they feel some level of financial peer pressure when it comes to what they will spend their hard-earned money on. I think we have all at some point in our lives felt pressured to spend money or on something that we maybe didn't necessarily want to or didn't align with our goals or our values in some way. Like, it happens.
Social
peer pressure is a huge influence on spending.
I remember when we were going through a certain phase of, we had to crack down. Things that happened in our life required that we curb our spending significantly. And for a while, we were on a very, very strict budget out of necessity.
Yeah.
But all the people I'm hanging with and we're hanging with is still, hey, let's go out tonight. Let's go do this. And, you had to say no.
Yeah.
And that wasn't easy.
It's not easy. I mean, you don't want to hurt people's feelings by turning down their invitation, especially when it's something that sounds really fun and you really would like to do it.
Exactly.
But, you know, your budget maybe just doesn't allow for it. So these are the types of that's a great example of the type of social pressures that I'm talking about. And then on the flip side of that, I mentioned too that those social pressures also pressure you to compete with those people who are not in your tribe, right? You want to outdo them. And that's like, you think about an auction is kind of the perfect example of how being around other people not in your tribe kind of sets up this spending competition. And that's really where that keeping up with the Joneses phrase kind of comes from a little bit. You're trying to outdo or compete with somebody else's lifestyle. And really what this comes down to is a mental barrier that is called social facilitation. And it's when the presence of other people pushes you to do something to a further extreme than you would have done on your own. And extreme sounds like an extreme word, but it, to your point a minute ago, you get invited to go out to dinner when you weren't planning to spend that money, that you are now being pushed to a further extreme than you were planning to do on your own. And while it can be a difficult kind of mental obstacle to overcome when that comes to overspending, especially if your group of friends are in kind of a different income bracket than you, or they just generally prioritize different goals in life than you do, that becomes even harder to really keep up with, because you feel like you have to keep up a facade to some degree. In a lot of cases, that social pressure can get even harder. But there are, thankfully, some things that you can do to kind of combat this need to like fit in or win, if that's the case, while kind of keeping your finances under control and still maintaining those friendships that you're trying to maintain. So I think first and foremost, if you're realizing that this is kind of a situation that's leading you to overspend, is this kind of keeping up with the Joneses type mentality, make a plan for yourself. So regardless of the pressures you feel from your friends or your family or whatever it is to keep up whatever lifestyle it is, you need to make some sort of financial plan that's going to help you make the right choices about your money. So if you know for a fact that you cannot afford something because of what your plan shows, then no amount of pressure can make you spend on something that you don't want to. So having that written plan in place and having thought through, what are my financial goals? What are my values when it comes to money? What do I value spending my money on, and where do I want to be in life? Having that plan mapped out makes it a lot easier to say no, because you then know exactly what it is you're aiming for. And it gets harder for things that aren't helping you get there to derail you. And it can also be really helpful, once you have this plan figured out for yourself, to talk to your friends and family about these goals and this plan that you have. Because it can be actually really helpful to let your friends, family know the reasons that you're going to suddenly change some financial habits. To your example earlier, Andy, if all of a sudden you just stop showing up to the friendly get-togethers, the nights out, and said nothing to your friends about why, they're going to get some different ideas about why you're doing it. They're going to think that they've done something wrong, or, you know, they've offended you in some way. But if you just say, hey, you know what, I having some a little debt trouble. I need to cut back. You know, I'll come out when I can, but I won't be here every week. You know, that's hopefully you have good enough friends who are going to be like, oh, no, we totally get it. Thanks for letting us know. And, you know, don't be embarrassed about it. If they're your real friends, they could actually be a really good support for you. And they may be more willing to do other activities that are less expensive. And so maybe that's something that you can propose back to them as well, as, hey, instead of going out at the bar tonight and having dinner and drinks, let's, you know, it's a nice night. Let's have a campfire in my backyard and we can have drinks and hot dogs. You know, that's, you're still getting that togetherness, but at a much less expensive cost.
Good advice, Jenna. And from my experience, when you do share that information, a lot, you find out that a lot of your friends are kind of in the same boat and they end up going, well, what are you doing to, you know, and you share advice.
Exactly.
What kind of budgeting are you in? Yeah.
Yeah. It can open up some good dialogue between you and your friends and your family. And, you know, you might, depending on who your friends are, they might tease you a bit about it or something, but just roll with it. And you got to do what's right for you at the end of the day.
Okay. This is a topic we could spend a heck of a lot more time on.
But
we have to wrap it up. Jenna, where can we go to find out more information on how to stop overspending and other aspects of making good money moves?
Yes, as always, you can visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice there regularly. You can listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on carocnews.com. You can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, and Spotify. And as always, I encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union. We are here to help you start making good money moves today.
That's First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. As always, thanks a lot, Jenna.
Thank you.
And I look forward to another episode of Good Money Moves next week, right here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.